Brent Martin sitting in for Barry Burr on this Thursday, and my guest on the hotline is Rebecca Labina with the Small Business Development Center at Northwest Missouri State University. And Rebecca, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Brent. Happy to be here.
It's great to have you here. We're going to talk a bit about, wanted to talk about intellectual property.
Yes.
So you're going to elevate the show today from what it was in the first hour. Melanie did a good job of elevating it, and you're going to take it to new heights.
That's right.
We dumbed it down during the first hour. So
this is only for intellectuals. No, I'm kidding.
Tell us about, I think people hear about the term intellectual property, mm-hmm. but I think sometimes they're confused at what it means. What does it mean when you speak about intellectual property?
So intellectual property is anything that has to do, that's an original work of yours relating to your business, or if you're an artist, relating to that type of work. So when I speak of intellectual property, we're talking about, inventions, which would need patenting, or trademarks, and the difference between a regular trademark and a registered trademark for your name or a logo, or copyrights when it comes to, original published works, whether that's, a piece of art that's created, a website, or, a book, of course, those are copyrighted.
What are some of the things that people need to know about intellectual property? And I think you're going to have a seminar on it?
We do. We have a training coming up that's being put on, or taught, I should say, by the USPTO, so the United States Patent and Trademark Office. So a couple of their officers are actually going to be the ones who are presenting the training. It's an hour and a half. It's totally free, and it's going to be on July 6th, kind of over the lunch hour from 11 to 12:30 Central Time.
That's one of the things of July 6th, and people need to put that down, because sometimes we have the 4th is on a Tuesday this year, and I think it's something that people could kind of forget about. So
yes,
write that down. Where's it going to be?
It's actually online. It's online.
Oh, okay.
So they can view it from their home, their office, or wherever they may be during that time.
What are some of the things that people need to know about intellectual property? Because you mentioned there's quite a bit there, and I think sometimes it would occur to me that some people might think, well, I don't know if I need to really go to the bother of doing this, mm-hmm. but there's it's protection, basically, isn't it?
It is. It's exactly that. Think of intellectual property as insurance. So if you're looking to get a trademark or a copyright for something, or a patent, really what you're doing is ensuring that in original work of yours against others copying it. That's really the whole point of going to the trouble, if you will, of getting a copyright or a trademark or a patent.
It's also it's your financial interest as well, is it not?
Absolutely, and your reputation. So if you think of your business reputation, or your name as your reputation, if you're an author or someone like that. So yes, it protects your reputation as well as your business and your financial interests.
What are some of the common things that maybe people don't think about when they should be thinking about intellectual property? Do you have any examples or anything?
Yeah, so a lot of it has to do with just when. When do you bother with it, right? So when is it a good time to copyright something, or when is it a good time to trademark something, or patent it for that matter? And there are some little nuances to that. It depends on each individual's product or service or work that they're trying to protect. But when I talk with people, a lot of times it's like, oh, I don't know, am I supposed to do that or not? And so the answer is no, you don't have to do it. Kind of like insurance. Some insurance, you're not legally required to have like business insurance, for example. But it's still a really good idea. And so if you have created a logo for your business, or your business has a unique business name, right? And so that's registered with the Secretary of State. But you can also trademark that name as well, so that it goes beyond the scope of just the state of Missouri. It's a national protection for it. Not international, but national. And there are ways to even protect your intellectual property internationally as well through the USPTO. Did that answer your question, Brent?
Sure. Yeah. Well, I was just thinking, it seems to me, I know a few small business owners, and what always strikes me about most of small business, they're very humble, actually. Mm-hmm. Hardworking, humble. I think sometimes they think, well, this is not just that it's not worth it, but this isn't any big deal. This isn't big enough to be a trademark, or this isn't, I mean, they don't, sometimes they don't think of those terms, and they might need to.
Right, absolutely. And so I would argue that it's better sooner than later. If you're going to trademark something or copyright it, I would argue that it's better to do it sooner than later. It's not overly costly to do either of those things. The only one of the things that we've mentioned that's very costly to do is a patent. Patents usually run $10,000 or more. Because you have to get a patent attorney involved. They do patent searches for you. But even then, there's a timeline there. And so the timeline is understanding that once you file a patent, it is then there for everyone to see. Because that is, those patents are open for people to look and find. And so once you put it out there, even though it's protected for a set amount of time, your potential competition can now see what's unique about your patent, and then they can tweak it by just a little bit and potentially get around that. Yeah. So that's where you see like generic pharmaceuticals and things like that coming out. So they just tweak it just a little bit, just enough to get their own patent potentially. And so, but with trademarks and copyrights, those are super simple for the most part and fairly reasonable in cost to get. And so there's really no reason not to go ahead and get that and protect yourself.
I guess what I was thinking of is when you were talking about that, it kind of dawned on me that I think most, maybe not at most, I'm doing too generic of that, but some small business owners might think, well, though that's for the Coca-Colas and the Pepsi-Colas of the world, not for me.
Yeah.
But it applies to everyone.
It does apply to everyone because you never know how big your company may grow. And so you want to protect it as early on as possible. If we're talking about just your general business, so let's say, you know, you have a water softening company or a computer company or whatever the case may be, then trademarking, registering your trademark, then protects your name, the image, you know, that you post with that, a logo, if you will. Those kinds of things are all then protected so that as you grow and get bigger and maybe go across the state or whatever, and then maybe grow and go across the country, you just never know how big you're going to get. That's protected. Another thing to keep in mind is way down the road, you may decide to sell your business, whether it grows or not. And so when you go to sell it, having your business name and images and things protected adds value to the future buyer of your business.
It also avoids confusion, I would think, because I can recall a couple of things I'm thinking about where the name is similar or almost identical.
Mm-hmm.
And I get confused. Well, which is the original and which is the one that copied it? And maybe because the original didn't trademark.
Yes.
The other one is just drafting on their name and their reputation.
Absolutely. And that's what you don't want to have happen because that's where you end up getting people's reputations, their business reputation sullied if someone else has a very very similar likeness, if you will. And then they drive it downhill and then you think it's one and the same and it's not the same business. It's just somebody that's kind of, oh, well, they're doing well. And if I make this, you know, if I kind of look like them and act like them and have a similar name to them, like, or even just go ahead and use the same name, you know, then it's like, what do we do? And who had the name first? And so when you register your trademark, that's how the federal, if it was to go to court, that's how the federal courts would decide who gets to keep the name and who doesn't, is who trademarked it first.
Our guest on the KAPQ Hotline is Rebecca Labina. She is with the Small Business Development Center at Northwest Missouri State University. We'll continue our discussion with Rebecca after this. Brent Martin sitting in for Barry Burr. Our guest on the KAPQ Hotline is Rebecca Labina with the Small Business Development Center at Northwest Missouri State University. We're talking about intellectual property. There is a training session coming up. It'll be just after Independence Day, and it'll be online. And Rebecca, just tell us a little bit about the training, then we're going to talk a little bit more about trademarks, patents, copyrights, and et cetera.
Mm-hmm. So the training will be on July 6th. It's from 11 to 12:30 Central Time. It will be taught by the United States Patent and Trademark Office representatives, and they are going to go over, you know, an overview of what exactly patents are, copyrights, trademarks, and trade secrets. They'll go over that as well. And then they'll talk about why innovators and entrepreneurs should consider protecting their intellectual property, as well as local resources and assistance that's available through the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office.
Now, if someone is interested, should they get the information to join in?
Yeah, so they can either contact my office, which is located inside the St. Joseph Chamber of Commerce, and I can get them registered, or they can actually go on my Facebook page. Just posted it again this morning, so it's the top of the page. and they can, and my Facebook page is just my name, Rebecca Labina, and they can find it there, and the registration link is there as well.
Okay, and you'd encourage people to get on this and attend it, because there's, as we just talked about, there's a lot of things people don't know about these.
Absolutely. While you're sitting and having your lunch at your work or whatever, this is a great opportunity to learn, because it's virtual, it's online. All you have to do is just sit there and listen and learn and figure out, hey, if I haven't done this, I probably should get on it.
During the break, you were discussing about there's a difference between trademark and registered trademark. What is the difference?
So what most people do not know is that with a trademark, you see the TM above a name. That means that they are saying, I created this and I'm trademarking it. Versus if you see the R with a circle around it above a name, that means that they've actually went to the effort of going to the USPTO, the Patent and Trademark Office, and registering that trademark with them. So anyone can use the TM. I can use it. I can, you know, on anything I want that I create, I can say I'm trademarking this. But I haven't paid for that trademark to be registered. And it's difficult to prove then that, you know, when you started using it and that kind of thing. So, but it does at least offer you, it doesn't really offer any protection other than the fact that 99% of the population thinks that you've you've actually done something to make that your own. And so it doesn't offer you any legal protection, but it does alert the public that maybe your intent is to trademark this.
But the registered trademark does bring some legal protection.
It does, because as of the date of the filing, that's when it's considered yours forevermore. Well, for 10 years. Trademarks, registered trademarks are good for 10 years, and then you just have to you don't have to go through the full registration process again. You just have to, as long as you're continuing to use the registered trademark, you just have to fill out the, you know, the paperwork to renew it. So you renew your trademark every 10 years into perpetuity, as long as it's continuing to be used.
We haven't talked a whole lot about copyright, but is copyright along the same lines, or is it different, or what?
Copyright is very different. So copyright is for, you know, books and publishings and websites and artwork and any original work of someone. And so copyrights are good for 95 years. So it's 70 years after the death of the author, or 95 years total after the published first time the copyright was used. So that's where, that's how long it lasts. And there are no renewal processes or anything in place for that. It's just, it's good for 95 years.
And then it goes into the public domain.
And then right? It's public domain. Yep. It doesn't get renewed. It's public domain at that point. And so a recent incident with that was Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah.
So
of all things.
Of all things, yes. So Winnie the Pooh, I think, was published in 1921, and or somewhere around that timeline, 1926, something like that. And so it was good for 95 years. And so last year, in 22, I believe, was the first year that anybody could use Winnie the Pooh in public domain, legally.
And they desecrated Winnie.
Yeah.
And that movie out. Matt knows what I'm talking about. What is the movie that he's like? Winnie is like a
horror movie, yeah.
And like I've heard serial killer.
And I've heard it's bad.
Oh, dear.
It's horrible.
Oh, dear.
But Tigger's safe for now?
Tigger is safe for about 3 more years, I think, because Tigger came out about 5 years after. He was introduced about 5 years after Winnie, so his character is actually still protected for a couple more years. But then Tigger's public domain after that.
Then Tigger is out there vulnerable.
I know. He's vulnerable.
No, I mean, so if you don't think this is serious, we just gave you examples of this horror that could happen with Winnie the Pooh and with Tigger. Trade secrets?
Trade secrets. Yeah, that's something we didn't touch on earlier, but it is.
I don't know. Does Winnie have any trade secrets?
Does Winnie? I don't think Winnie does. No. But places like Coca-Cola do. So yes. Like their recipe for their product.
McDonald's, the secret sauce on the Big Mac.
That's
what we're talking about.
Those are considered trade secrets where you have specific ingredients or something along those lines that no one else needs to see. Software and stuff like that can potentially have trade secrets. Like an algorithm can be considered a trade secret. Those are the types of things that would be considered trade secrets, and you can register those as well through the PTO.
Well, even if something is somebody that's setting up a little bakery and selling cookie. I mean, this cookie is the greatest cookie they've ever had. Well, there's a reason for that.
Right.
It's a grandmother's recipe or
like,
something.
Like KFC. Chicken and their however many herbs and spices that they use. 13? What was the number? I can't remember now. 11? Matt says 11. All right. But I know it was a secret. The number of herbs and stuff wasn't a secret, but what they are is still a trade secret.
And how they go about it. Mm-hmm. And so if you're out there, and there are a lot of small businesses, we've seen them out there with confectionaries or with bakeries or something like that. And they do it, you do it a certain way.
That's right. And that's how it ends up being so good every single time that you have it, is because of that process as well as those ingredients.
Okay, all of this will be discussed during the seminar?
All of it. Yes, all of it will be discussed. You know, the timelines, the cost. We didn't talk about the cost of registering the trademark, but that runs a little bit over $500 to register your trademark.
So that's not, I mean, at first blush, $500, but I think maybe you should look at it as an investment.
Well, and think of it that it lasts for 10 years, and then all you have to do is renew it. So really, forevermore, you're right. It's an investment, and it does bring value to your company as well.
When you talk to small business owners, do they even think about these things? Or there's so many things they have to think about. Is this something that maybe slips their mind?
Definitely. I would say 9 out of 10 that I speak with, this is not even a thought for them. And I understand that, you know, they're already, especially if they're just getting started, they are already overwhelmed with, what am I supposed to do? I got to get my license. I got to get this. I got to get a federal ID number. What is that? How do we go with that? Or how do we get that? And so I help them make sure that they are dotting their I's and crossing their T's and thinking of all of these different things, including intellectual property.
Do you ever look at and say, this is incredible. You need to get protection of this. Maybe they think, they underrate it. They don't think about it.
Yeah, especially with artists that come in with original works that they're going to be selling online. So that puts it out there in the public domain. So you definitely need to copyright those types of things and state that they are copyrighted online You know, you can always use the little asterisk and then put a footnote at the bottom. I tell people to do that on all of their websites if they're an artist with any type of photography or creations or pottery or whatever the case is.
That's a good point. With online, the online community, you do put it out there, and I think sometimes we don't think about what we're putting out there.
Yeah, and there's ways to protect those images online that people, again, don't consider whether they should do that or not, so that the image itself is not reproduced without their permission.
Because if it's not protected, anybody could do it.
It's considered free public domain, yes.
Rebecca, thank you very much. Appreciate you coming in and appreciate talking about this. Again, July 6th online, and you can go to your Facebook page to register or
that's
Google.
Right. Yep, or you can Google it, absolutely.
Or Google it.
Yep,
or,
either way. My Facebook page works perfectly fine, and it's free.
Okay, Rebecca Labina with the Small Business Development Center. Thank you very much for being in here.
Yeah, I'd say we got just a little under a minute here left. So, but yeah, thank you to Rebecca.
You've got to pat it out.
I got to pat it out, so I'll just ramble here a little bit. But thank you to Rebecca again. Thank you to Melanie.
Do you have
Barnes.
Anything you need to be copyrighted?
No.
I think there may be a few things.
I'm sure there might be a few things, yeah. But thank you to Rebecca. Thank you to Melody also for coming in. Thank you to the people that called in the first hour.